Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Fun Indian Guy podcast. This is episode 009. Glad that you're here. Today, we are talking about how we can change our world. And by the world, I mean the neighborhood we live in, the city we belong to, or the native place, or the town we live in. How can we change that, or how can we solve the problems in order to make this world a better place to live in? So this topic is more into what social innovation is all about. So we're going to talk more into what is social innovation and how we can use it and how it's going to change the world if we apply this in our context. To quickly give you an understanding about what is social innovation, there are a lot of definitions out there, but I somehow summed up some important points so that it's easier for you to understand. So what is social innovation? I'm going to read it from my notebook. When innovation happens using design techniques in the context of a social domain for a civilization to solve problems or to set and develop a new lifestyle, that is social innovation. Design techniques, not necessarily part of it, but design techniques are the way to approach social innovation or are the way to solve these problems which we face. So let's not wait more. We're going to discuss all the things around why are we discussing this topic, what are the future steps I'm going to take, which I'm really excited about, but after that intro. So sit back, relax, or if you're walking or working, relax. If you're watching this video, let me tell you, this is also available on the podcasting apps, so you can just listen to it instead of watching the whole YouTube video if you don't have time. Anyway, let's roll that intro and let's go into what is social innovation and how we can change the whole world with this topic. Let's go.
Hi, I'm Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy. I'm a designer, musician, filmmaker, and a mechanical engineer. I'm from India and currently I'm chilling around, traveling around, working around, roaming around, having fun around Europe, and this is my podcast.
The Fun Indian Guy Podcast. Thank you, Anuj, for making the audio for this amazing intro. Let's go into why are we talking about social innovation today. So last semester, when I was finishing my courses at the university, in my Politecnico di Milano University, I had this topic called Temporary Urban Solutions. And that topic was all into social innovation and how social innovation has been done or what are the exciting projects which are happening around the world. So I was going through all these exciting projects. For example, in Finland, they use social media to solve social problems. Then there are a lot of things happening in Milan, because Milan has a lot of things going in the topic of social innovation. There are a lot of people who are doing research and PhDs on it. So there are a lot of projects which are happening in Milan. So there are amazing, great projects around the world. So that inspired me a lot. Then I also looked into India because I wanted to write a paper on it. I also understood and studied a lot of amazing social innovation or youth programs happening in Mumbai, which was interesting. So that's why I started thinking about what if I use this social innovation thing in Dapoli. For the people who don't know what is Dapoli, Dapoli is my hometown. So I was like, how I can use this social innovation to make impact or to make change in my own town, because I have seen things happening in my town and there are various these amazing beautiful ways to solve the problems very creatively and by the people at some point. And that's how I started thinking about how I can use social innovation for my context. And also one more accident happened with me. I was supposed to write a paper at the end of the course of the Temporary Urban Solution. I read the brief and then I started to build the topic and I misunderstood one of the challenge, and I wrote the rough paper on how we can do social innovation in Dapoli in my context. Then I realized it was about the existing projects, not the projects which could be. So then I had to write the paper again, which I wrote about some other phenomena which happened in Mumbai. But then I was interested, as I already created kind of a structure about how to bring social innovation in Dapoli. So that was also one of the main reasons why we are discussing this topic today. That's how the Dapoli thing happened. I started to think about how I can really go down and do some stuff. I'm visiting Dapoli towards the end of this month. So I have been planning to do some workshops and some things in Dapoli. so people will understand and people will gain some awareness regarding this topic of social innovation. And in social innovation, the approach could be top-down or bottom-up. So it could be by the people for the people, or sometimes governments are doing projects in the same direction so that the people, their people can benefit out of it. So there are various case studies which I am going to discuss in coming videos, which will be dedicated to social innovation. But today's podcast is more of a discussion regarding what's happening in my head and the things I'm planning to do. So everybody has their social responsibility, right? We always discuss what is your social responsibility. Keep your town clean, do this, do that, do some charity in your town if you have some money, or go and help some people, go and help poor people. So there are a lot of social responsibilities, and I've been growing up in a family where everybody is aware of social responsibilities. Like my grandfather, my mom, dad, everybody is putting their bits as a responsibility. They are helping people, they are donating money for schools and everything. So I have been growing up with this concern in my head regarding social responsibilities. And when I was going through all these projects in social innovation, I also thought, if I do something in my town, it's also part of my social responsibilities, because these design techniques or these approaches to deal with the problems I have been learning, and I've been learning really through one of the best universities which has been doing all these projects. So it will be also part of my social responsibility to give the knowledge, or to at least create awareness around the topic in my hometown, so our town can gain through it and things can get better. I would also like to share with you guys, like, if you have some skills or if you have some professions which could be very beneficial for your town or for your city or simply for your apartment building or neighborhood, do that. Get out and do it. If you can make some small changes in the lifestyle for betterment, get out and do it, because this is our social responsibility. Government and municipality is going to be there, but we don't have to forget that we created this system so our day-to-day life can get easier. But if we spend time just fighting these systems, we are not going to get anything out of it. So if you can make small changes in your lifestyle or people around you or in your neighborhood, get out and do it, because that's what I have learned. If we can make small changes around us, it can create a bigger impact when it comes to the whole town or whole neighborhood. Another important thing regarding this topic is social gathering. When it comes to social innovation, awareness is very important. So how do you get people together and discuss these things with them, or how do you tell them? We are very fortunate to live in India, because we have this social gathering which is like inborn, like it's natural. We have festivals, we have this cultural programs where people just come together. So in European countries, the basic thing is how to get people together. But I guess this problem shouldn't arise in India, because we are usually people who always get together for doing things. And that is one of the important factors when it comes to social innovation, like how to gather people or how to get people together. So I think we will figure it out when we do it. But in India, it shouldn't be a big problem to get people together. And that's a really important part of our culture. Social innovation and how we can change the world. Till now, we talked about the social innovation itself, the context of India, social responsibilities, and how I started to think about what can I do in my own town, Dapoli, in this direction of social innovation. So result of studying and discussing all this is the workshop in Dapoli. Yes, we are going to have a social innovation awareness workshop / a discussion. So we're going to sit down and I'm going to explain you what is social innovation. I'm going to show you all the exciting case studies around the world. And then we're going to do a couple of exercises. I'm going to invite people from Dapoli, also people who work at Nagar Panchayat. Nagar Panchayat is like a municipal corporation in Dapoli. And the politicians who work there, I'm going to invite them. It's going to be a casual discussion. It's not going to be anything serious. So we're going to sit down and I'm just going to explain you all the projects and the things happening around the topic around the world. So maybe we will get some insights from this and we can apply this in our town. The goal of workshop, the primary goal of the workshop, is not to change Dapoli, but at least to get the word out, at least to get awareness out, so people will think in a direction which is better for our city, our town, our neighborhood, our apartment building or whatever. So we're going to do that. I'm going to post a teaser video on Facebook, my personal Facebook, not the Fun Indian Guy, about the coming workshop. I'm going to put a video about the workshop, Also, there will be one more discussion which is around creativity, but that's not going to be on the same day. So we're going to do two things. One thing would be the social innovation workshop, and second thing is a talk and a discussion regarding creativity and the people doing stuff into the creative industries or creative fields. So we're going to discuss that. Also, I will make another video to explain you what is going to be there in the creative discussion, but for now I'm going to make a teaser video about both the things which will be out. And please come if you are from Dapoli. Please be there. We're going to discuss all these things and make our place a better place to live in. For the people who are not in Dapoli, who are not from India, or are the people who can't be in Dapoli, or people who just listen to my podcast or watch my videos, do not worry, because I am going to make the videos of these things, all the steps, and explaining social innovations, also explaining the case studies, which I love, on the video in the series I've been making called Innovation 101 on the Fun Indian Guy YouTube channel, where I'll be discussing all these cool things and approaches. So you will also see the footages of the workshops we're going to have in Dapoli. I'm super excited. It's just wonderful just to think that we can gather people and we can talk about things which really mean a lot. I would also like to thank my family for that. My mom used to be one of the elected members of the municipal corporation in Dapoli. During those years, I was a kid, but I somehow saw how things work, and I was very excited because my mom was doing a lot of programs and a lot of get-togethers for kids and women and women empowerment. This also comes from my roots, and my father and grandpa is also doing a lot of charity donation and a lot of socially responsible things, and I respect that. So now it's my time to also contribute to the socially responsible things which I can do. So let's do this workshop and let's see how it goes. Maybe it could end up being a big chaos or a big mess, but it's okay. As I said, the goal is not to change Dapoli within seconds, but at least to get the awareness out there regarding the topic. I hope you will enjoy this thing. And one more time, I'm gonna repeat, I'm really looking forward and I'm really excited to do this workshop in Dapoli. The possible location of the workshop is going to be Sunil Automobiles, which is like my house. So in front of my house, we will set up some stuff and we will do this workshop over there. Thank you for staying till the end. Thank you for listening to the Fun Indian Guy podcast. I hope you got some sort of value out of it. I know I haven't discussed any case studies or any in-depth knowledge about social innovation, but this is step one to get the conversation started. So that's why I made today's podcast, and I hope to give you some insights or some in-depth knowledge through Innovation 101 series on YouTube. So that's going to be solely on my YouTube channel in the series Innovation 101, so you don't have to go through the whole podcast to gain some insights, as the video is going to be precise and concisely about the issue or about the approach or about how to do or about the steps to follow in social innovation or likewise topics. So one more time, thank you so much for staying till the end. I'm going to close this podcast. Tell me, how did you find this microphone quality? I just wanted to experiment the other microphone to make it more casual so I can move around. That being said, don't forget to have fun, because having fun is not an option. And also don't forget to subscribe me on YouTube. See you when I see you. Thanks for your presence.
The Fun Indian Guy Podcast.